This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Fewer businesses are allowing their employees to work remotely full-time. In 2016, 22% of employees said that they did some or all of their work at home, down from 24% in 2015. Women are 50.3% of recent law school graduates, yet they still make up under 35% of lawyers at law firms. Cases of Lyme disease in the U.S. increased from about 12,000 annually in 1995 to nearly 40,000 in 2015, with experts saying the real number of infections is likely closer to 300,000. Public awareness campaigns in the Middle East seeking to repeal long-standing laws that allow rapists to avoid criminal prosecution if they marry their victim are gaining traction. Morocco repealed a portion of the law in 2014, and Lebanon and Jordan have it on their calendars in current legislative sessions. The last coast-to-coast solar eclipse in North America occurred on June 8, 1918. And after the coming eclipse across America on August 21st, there will not be another one like it until 2045. From 1989 to 1999, while the American economy lost more than 1.4 million manufacturing jobs, it gained more than twice as many in retail alone. More than 90 Americans die each day of opioid overdoses, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. More than one in three Syrians have been internally displaced, and another 470,000 are dead. Trump tweeted that he wants to block transgender soldiers from the Army, and it surprises the Pentagon. A report by Credit Suisse in June predicted that 20 to 25% of the more than 1,000 existing enclosed malls in the U.S. will close in the next 5 years. Using vulgar language in an interview with The New Yorker, Anthony Scaramucci, the new White House communications director, disparaged Reince Priebus and Stephen K. Bannon, stirring up yet more controversy and confusion in the White House. Justice Department has filed court papers arguing that a major federal civil rights law does not protect employees from discrimination based on sexual orientation, taking a stand against the decision reached under President Barack Obama. Voice of the People National Bulletin. Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.